Let's get back to the action on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Remember, bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook. And the final 22 teams made their way to Orlando and are ready to get back out on the court. While the ending to this year's basketball season will be different than years past, there will not be a shortage of excitement, and there's no better place to get in on all the action than with DraftKings, the top-rated sportsbook app. To celebrate the return of basketball, DraftKings Sportsbook is giving all users a special odds boost for the first 3 days of the season. You bet $20 to win $100 on any team of your choosing. That's a fantastic deal. And if basketball isn't your game, DraftKings offers great odds and promotion on all sports ranging from MMA to baseball. So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app and make sure you use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users get that special odds boost by betting $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN. Boost your odds to $20 to win $100. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. It is quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. And Dustin, we're going to play a little game of buy or sell. Very simple. One of us puts out a statement, and the other guy decides whether he will buy or sell. I'm going first. My first statement for you, Dustin, that I want to know if you're going to buy or sell. Jason Owe will put all of that raw talent together and be a first-team All-Big Ten defensive end.
I'm going to sell on him being a first-team All-Big Ten pick. I am a believer in the talent. But if you think about the number of players and the types of players that he has to beat out for that award, not even mentioning the fact that the more veteran players tend to get preference over the younger players, a redshirt sophomore, I have no doubts he's going to be successful and productive. You're going to see him on a larger scale, put up some nice numbers and be that compliment to Shaka Toney and the passers. Maybe Shaka Toney will be his compliment, but first team All Big Ten would be a big surprise for me. I don't doubt that he will be productive. And then I think he might consider the NFL draft as a redshirt sophomore, just because once he has some production and he's got all the physical measurables that you want, I would think a first round draft choice is more likely to me than a first team All Big Ten, as counterintuitive as that might sound.
It does sound a bit counterintuitive. It might be just that existential crisis hitting you again, Dustin.
Yeah, it hits me in all kinds of ways, Jim. But yeah, that's a fair question. I mean, if he's a first team All Big Ten pick and he produces at that level, and shows up in the big games, I mean, those are the ingredients required, then I think that answers a big question for the Penn State defense. You know, you hope that pass rush, you know, I still have questions about that defensive end rotation. If Jason Owe is a first team All Big Ten guy, that's going to silence a lot of those questions.
And I'll tell you what, whether it's all it's first team All Big Ten or qualifying as a first round draft pick to the NFL, I'll take it, and I'll call that a very successful season. And I'll say we're both buying into Jason Owe. All right, you're up, Dustin.
Well, I mean, I think you asked me this a couple weeks ago, and it's we've got more information now. But how about the season will be played in the spring, Jim? Not the fall, the spring.
You know, I'm the guy who's been all along holding out. Maybe it's because I'm having an existential crisis at the thought of no football in the fall. I want it so badly, Dustin. No matter what, I want it in the fall. But everything seems to be trending towards we're going to get spring football instead. And I would be really disappointed if that happens. I know a lot of people are saying, well, gee, maybe it'd be better in the spring. Maybe we could have a crowd then. But I do not want to see a Penn State football season without Micah Parsons and Pat Freiermuth, which is what I'm afraid is going to happen. And I think you'd see the same thing happening, you know, no Justin Fields, no Trevor Lawrence. I think there would be so much star quality lost in the spring. I don't want to see that for college football, but I'm afraid that is where we're headed, Dustin.
Those are among the issues, you know, the timing of it, you know, how it clashes with the NFL. I don't see the NFL saying, okay, well, they're playing in the spring, so we're going to have the draft in the summer. We'll change our training camp schedule to accommodate college football. That's not going to happen. It's just going to make it's going to put these guys who are potential first round picks, early round picks, even, you know, the same decision making as far as leaving early for the draft. Those guys are going to have to make the same decision this time instead of playing the season. So I think that's one of the issues, the recruiting calendar, the high school calendar, getting geared down and then geared back up. Are you going to have to push back the start of the next fall season then as a result? Are you going to have to shorten the next fall season as a result? So there's a lot of questions that come with that. But, you know, whether you are a believer in COVID-19 being a real threat, or if you're one of the people who are citing the percentage of people who recover, regardless, I mean, it doesn't matter what your personal beliefs are on the threat of this thing. These institutions are making decisions based on data that continues to be problematic, you know, and you don't have to like it or understand it or agree with it. That's the bubble that these places are making decisions in. And it is hard to make that decision right now, especially as you just mentioned earlier in the show. In Major League Baseball, the Miami Marlins are starting to have a little mini outbreak of their. How does Major League Baseball handle that? The Marlins are canceling a game, but that's just one of the decisions that will have to be made. We're just getting a feel for how. What do you do with a negative test? You know, what do you do with multiple negative tests? You isolate the players. Do your players go on? You know, there's so much that has to be sorted out. You're hoping that Major League Baseball and the NBA can be can set the trend for you, and you can follow up behind. But it just, to me, it's a tough sell in that environment to play in the fall too. So I feel like it's going to happen in the spring. There's no perfect decision to be made here.
No, there isn't. And what's upsetting too is you have, what, like 30 Major League Baseball teams, but how do you handle it if there's just one team? If 29 out of 30 teams are doing really well and one team isn't, do you stop playing baseball? You know, and those are the kind of tough decisions that these leagues are going to have to make. And they are tough decisions. And I, you know, as much as I hate to say it, I'm afraid that it is trending to push the season back to the spring. All right, Dustin, I want to get back onto the field on a more positive note, and I want to ask you about one of my favorite players, and would you buy into Devin Ford actually playing a major role in the 2020 backfield?
Well, that takes one of my buyers off the table, because I was going to say Devin Ford, the second leading rusher among running backs. So yeah, I absolutely buy that. I know that Noah Kane is a little bit more established. I know that he spent both of their true freshman seasons ahead of Devin Ford on the depth chart for good reason. He plays a really nice role, but at the same time, I think 2020 is the time to unleash Devin Ford. You know, he can do some things that neither Journey Brown nor Noah Kane can. So I think you got to use that. You know, I think in the small dose of what we saw him last year, he did some impressive stuff, Jim. And I think he's a player who can add a real spark and a real, you know, has that kind of game changing ability to make a big run and to swing momentum. Like he's that type of player. Where, no disrespect to Noah Kane, but I don't really think of him in those terms.
Well, I'm in agreement. Again, I brought it up because he is one of my favorite players. But I do think it is possible to have a three-man rotation, number one. Number two, these are running backs. They get beat up a lot. You don't know if someone, even if it's a, you know, just a week or two kind of thing, and all of a sudden he steps up his role from third in the pecking order to maybe second. So I am of the feeling that he will be playing a major role on this year's team. All right, you're up, Dustin.
I'm going to give you 1 second to pull up the class of 2020. And my buy or sell is at least three players from the 2020 recruiting class will burn their red shirts in the 2020 season. Bonus points if you tell me who the three are, if you believe that. So buy or sell, at least three will burn their red shirts.
Oh, boy. I'll tell you what. I don't have the list in front of me. But I'm going to from memory, I think you could already see a player or two at wide receiver. You know, you mentioned Keandre Lambert, Parker Washington. I think at least one of those will burn his red shirt, if not two. Let's see.
Curtis Jacobs is always a threat. He's a high 4-star / 5-star. The same reason that Brandon Smith burned his red shirt, I think Curtis Jacobs could. So he should be on the board as well. Theo Johnson, Enzo Jennings, you know, at safety, plus safeties kind of tend to make pretty good special teamers. So he'd be a guy who's in play. Kaziah Holmes, if there's an injury at running back, who knows? I think sneaky Kaziah Izzard, who is listed by Penn State as a defensive end in their signing day stuff at 285 pounds. The back end of the defensive end rotation is far from set. That wouldn't stun me. So there are definitely some possibilities.
I want very badly to say yes, and my first instinct is yes, but I'm going to say no, and here's why. I think the combination of there are so many returning players, like you mentioned at linebacker, they have so much depth returning. At running back, again, it would take something having to happen. It won't happen at offensive line. It won't happen at quarterback. I think the DBs, there's enough depth and enough returning players. I'm going to say no, I'm not buying it, Dustin. I'm going to put the number at two. And that has got to be it for quarter number three. And stick around. In quarter number four, we're going to get back to our roster series.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Jim from Keystone Sports, and I'd like to introduce you to our new partners at Forged-Legends.com, makers of solid one-piece cast aluminum gifts. Forget the bumper sticker. For the real enthusiast, you need to go to Forged-Legends.com. Front plates, license plate frames, and hitch covers. Choose from many patriotic themes or even show your pride with your favorite team's colors. All come with a lifetime guarantee and are manufactured right here in Central PA. Be sure to check them out. That's Forged-Legends.com and use code KSN at checkout. The final 22 teams are ready to get back out on the court. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app to get in on the action and use code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all users can get a special odds boost to bet $20 to win $100 on a team of your choosing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. Other terms and conditions and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.